Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and we're here at BroadwayCon 2019 on the floor at the New York Hilton Midtown. We're here at the Marketplace, not to be broad or broadish, but since we're broadcasting broadcasters on what would be the broadest broad street here, we've brought out our broadswords so we don't get broadsided with a broad axe. We're just going to broadly broaden our broadening broadness. Was that a broad bill I just saw on a broad leaf with a broad? Broadtail? I'll have to check my broadsheets. Joining us today are the usual broad boxes, including Kevin, abroad, Jager.
Did I get called broad?
But you're abroad.
Abroad. Okay. Yeah. I can take that.
Kimberly, our What a Game Master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
I am on the continental United States.
And with us today is all of you. Let's give a big broad-waisted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
BroadwayCon 2019. We're going to walk around the floor. We're going to hear from some of your favorite guests from past. We're going to hear from some of the new vendors here. So enjoy this BroadwayCon 2019 podcast episode.
Oh, yeah.
We are here at the Broadway Up Close Walking Tours booth with our previous guest, Tim Dolan. Tim, the tour guide. Tim, what any new tours? What tours should everybody go on when they come to New York?
You know, our newest tour souvenir book that was just published is our Act 2 tour, which is the central part of the Broadway Theater District that covers everything from 44th Street to 47th Street. So that's my current recommendation. But all our tours, like all my children, I love them all.
Of course. No, so since we last talked to you, any, like, crazy tour stories?
Crazy tour stories.
Or heartwarming?
Yeah, I was going to say, heart freezing. There were some really cold tours. We did one of our coldest tours when we started. It was 22 degrees with a feels like of 14. But we warmed them up with hand warmers and really heartwarming stories.
Oh, that's where. So the heartwarming stories are what warm people up. So just look for the green when you get to Times Square. Broadway Up Close Walking Tours. You can also go to BroadwayUpClose.com. Check them out there. Sign up for a tour. Thanks so much, Tim.
Bye.
Well, everyone, while we were at BroadwayCon, guess what I got?
What'd you get?
Well, I stopped by Squiggs' table, and I got us some of the new Autumn 2018 Lights of Broadway show cards.
Whoa.
Featuring our very own Aaron J. Albano.
Yeah, he's ours.
Okay. Yeah.
Bleep bar?
I don't know what you're referencing.
Yeah, I don't either. Maybe we'll find out later.
Yeah, Kevin did a meatloaf.
Yeah. Yeah, where were you?
One of the worst things that I missed.
Yeah, I know. Stay tuned. Okay. Oh.
Great. So we're going to commence the great hunt for Aaron J. Albano.
Oh, great.
Because I already have some of these cards, but I don't have Aaron's card.
The mystery of Edward J. Albano.
So we'll just take turns opening a pack. And okay. Then at the end, we'll play a game of heads up since once we know everyone who's in here.
Kevin, I love it.
With brand new people.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
Oh, fun. I got the book writer of In the Heights.
Oh, cool.
So that's super exciting. I got, Card for Applause. Fancy.
Whoa.
I didn't even know there was
one
of these.
We live for the applause.
Ooh. Did you know while the producers did get the rights to the original story, they couldn't get the All About Eve film rights, which used the same source material, so the characters and lines created for the movie were not in the musical.
Wait, Applause is about All About Eve?
I didn't know that either.
Wow.
But I learned something
new. I know
that
one song.
Oh, Lauren Bacall was also in the TV adaptation.
Interesting.
I got Kate Rockwell, Mean Girls.
Nice.
That's exciting. I got Head Over Heels. That's an awesome card.
That's going to be a good card to put in our deck.
Oh my God, it's super cute. Bonnie's in the front, obviously, stealing the spotlight. You got the king and queen toward the background, like grimacing. You have the young princess totally in love with the young guy, but he looks scared. And then Peppermint is above all of them. It's a really cute card.
Cool.
And then last but not least, I got Cher herself, Stephanie J. Block.
Oh, nice.
Ooh,
do we have one?
We have the J of Aaron J. Albano.
and star of Mystery of Edwin Drood.
Oh, yeah.
This is the mystery
of that's right. That's
Edwin
like full
J. Albano.
Circle. Well, it's like a half circle?
Yeah, sure.
Like a quarter circle?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Three quarter turn.
Well, that was fun. These are some great cards. Great new ones, Squigs.
Yeah.
And let's check out what else is going on the Broadway Con floor.
Back to us. Hey, it's Kimberly now. We're at my very favorite booth at BroadwayCon, the Scenery Bags booth. So I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kahn, the founder of Scenery Bags.
So tell us a little bit about what you do. I've seen your bags. I have your Oklahoma bag. Everyone, I hope, knows that I shout it out on the show sometimes. But let us know sort of how the idea came about.
So we take retired theatrical backdrops and make them into bags. And then a percentage of proceeds goes to TDF to take kids to see theater. And it started because I was a professional stage manager for 20 years and hated watching them throw our shows away and wanted to do something about it. And then went and had a baby and had to take a step back from stage management, which ironically afforded me extra time because stage managers have zero time and moms have almost zero time. So I was like, oh, well, what can I do? This idea I had 2 years ago that I've been kicking down the road, let's make it happen. So I launched this company when my son was 3 months old and found I went to, in my naivety, thought I would do the nonprofit and the company myself and like I'll take the kids to see theater and we'll do it all, and then realized that that was a really bad idea. So I went to the Google and asked it for a nonprofit in New York that takes kids to see theater, and I found TDF and fell in love with them because they do so much more than that, and contacted them. We had a meeting. They actually, their answer was, I would love to take your money. So
yes,
that's what we do. And I could not be more thrilled to partner with a nonprofit because they do such incredible work.
That's so cool. Do you have a favorite bag?
That's a very hard question. They all have become like my little mini children. Mamma Mia might be one of my favorite just because it's so beautiful. The ombre blue is very pretty. We just got the Lion King National Tour, which took, it was like a year in the making. So that one is like a big accomplishment, kind of. And also very cool that we have that. No one's ever heard of it, but the opera called Viramonda, and it was hand-painted by the scenic artist who's a famous Italian sculptor. And like the textures are so gorgeous. It's actually a beautiful draw. So that one's probably the most unique thing that we have received.
That's so cool. I'm looking, like this tote bag is tempting me in the corner.
That's
so hard. Yes, and
that's
I saw.
Opera, yeah.
Amazing. So where can people find you on the internet, online, wherever?
Scenerybags.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
So speaking of scenery bags, I have a special gift from them.
Oh, yeah?
That she gave me on the floor.
Okay.
Ooh, what was it?
And I'm using it right now. She gave me 4 prototype coasters.
Oh.
Because they're going to start recycling decks from shows that have closed.
So how does that relate? What is this?
This is the floor of Mamma Mia.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's really cool.
They're really cool. So I have 4 of these, and they're just her prototypes, so they might come to a Scenery Bags website near you.
That's pretty
cool.
Near
you.
They're really cool.
They're really cool. Jay's obsessed with them.
I love the blue. I'm blue as well.
And I've been showing them off like all weekend because I think it's so cool just to have like a little piece of Broadway history to like keep my tables clean.
But it's very cool because it's not like, you know, with you have all the posters on the wall and stuff like that, but you also have these that like are a nice talking piece that you can have.
It's a little
out.
Piece of the show.
Yeah.
And they randomly match my couch.
Yeah, and it's totes adorbs.
With welcome to the podcast, piece of the show.
Piece of the show, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia coasters.
Anyway, so I'll open.
Ooh, oh, Lights of Broadway.
Yeah. We gotta see if we can find some guy named Aaron.
Yeah, we'll tell you about him when
we find
him.
Is it like with an E-R-I-N?
Yeah, E-R-I-N. Okay.
Got it.
Yeah, you don't know him.
Jay. Yeah, I've never met him.
Albin.
Albin, oh.
Yeah.
Albin. Oh, I got Jelani Aladdin.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Who is not in Aladdin, but in
Frozen.
Which is my favorite, that Disney's just in his name.
Oh, that's a really, yeah, his card's really good.
Ooh, I have a Mary Poppins card.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
wait, I really love that.
I like it a lot.
He's dancing on the side of the card.
Wait, really? Oh yeah. Very fancy.
I keep dancing on the side of cards.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Raymond J. Lee.
We got a J, another J.
Okay, there's another J in the box.
We're doing well.
Oh, after beginning his main stem career as a Greek islander in Mamma Mia.
Oh.
Mamma Mia.
Played a variety of characters, including a missionary in Anything Goes, an Elvis in Honeymoon in Vegas, and the Groundhog in Groundhog Day. Oh, I have Kelly O'Hara.
Ooh.
With her big, beautiful blue eyes.
She's the best. I love her.
And then a black and white card for Noel Coward.
Oh, I love some of Noel Coward's plays.
Yeah.
I love the black and white cards. They're one of my favorite. Because if you looked at her Instagram recently, I like putting things in black and white.
I think Noel Coward is like one of the people that like, if I had a choice of like somebody I could go back in time with and have dinner with, Noel Coward would totally be one of those people.
Do you have a favorite Noel Coward play?
Honestly, no. I think his like the style of wording is so brilliant. I just love his wordplay.
Cool.
Brian, do you?
I'd love
you
to have like dinner words? With just him and Elaine Stritch and just let them go.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I would love that.
Would that be super nice?
Hell yeah.
Very cool.
Well, let's get back to the marketplace.
Let's do it.
Throwing it to you, Brian. Pouring it on the
round. We're here at BroadwayCon with Kevin Munlow. Why should we see a friend of the show? And soon, so I guess this makes you re-friend of the show?
Yeah, re-friend.
Yeah, we're re-friending you?
Yeah.
So you're in Beetlejuice coming up.
Yep.
What should we expect from your production of Beetlejuice?
Listen, it's the movie times a million. Here's the super effects that are Tim Burton-esque that you've always wanted to see on a stage. You're gonna get to see them. It's super spectacular. Somebody may be riding in on sandworms, or am I allowed to even say this? Well, it's said now. And so...
You said maybe.
Well,
so
maybe.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah, so who knows?
It's just Mabes.
But here's the thing.
The Mabes.
You're going to love it. I'm obsessed with it. I think that everybody in the cast is ridiculously funny.
Mm-hmm.
Come and see the show for everyone else's comedy and pray for me that I might be as funny as all of them.
I think we can. I think you'll be okay.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Go see Beetlejuice.
Yay.
Oh, Kimberly, I had to step out of the marketplace for a second because there's so much going on.
I know. I need to just take a minute and like drink my fancy root beer.
It's so fancy.
It's very fancy.
The Wild Bill's root beer? I know.
Bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop.
Oh my God, Kimberly.
This is a very strange
this
noise.
This is, what?
I am an alien. I have arrived here at the Broadway Con.
Ryan. What is this cosplay?
I don't know. I think it's maybe something from, like, I don't even
know.
Is it
the dream sequence of Book of Mormon?
I mean, it could be. It could also...
I am not a dream sequence. Oh, I am an alien from a different planet.
I don't know a different planet.
Yeah, I don't either.
There's, like,
Forbidden
lots of
planet?
Them. I just pick one, and that's the one that I am from.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
I am here to learn about theater and what it is that I should see.
Oh, wow.
In theater?
What kind of theater do you have on your planet?
We have extremely experimental theater.
Interesting.
Wow. Could you give us an example?
We like shows where the audience does the talking and the actors have to listen.
Wow. What a flip-flop on your planet.
So I thought I would take
lines?
A break from that and see a show where the actors talk for a moment.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't really know what to suggest because I don't know what you're used to, but...
Oh, do you have all audience talking theater too?
Not at all.
Well, not on purpose, but sometimes it happens. But
yeah, it's a call and response.
Yeah, I think that there's a place where you can go to, because you want to see so much, where you can find discounted tickets.
I would like to because I only brought 33 bleep blarps with me.
Oh, well...
I don't know the going exchange rate, but I bet you goldstar.com could help.
That's right, goldstar.com.
Tell me more about goldstar.com.
Are you from a gold star?
I am from a star of some sort.
Oh, wow.
We don't use colors the way you do. We use other colors, like not gold. So I have not gold star.
Oh, well, we have a gold star.
Tell me about it.
You can get discounted tickets. They have great customer service. And if you go to goldstar.com/broadwasted, that's a perfect entry point for you to see all the new shows and current shows on Broadway. You can even see tours, concerts, comedy, dance shows, the whole gamut on Gold Star.
Alien audience talking shows?
No.
No.
Oh.
But that's not what you
want to
see.
But I want to see other things, so I will go to goldstar.com/broadwasted.
You're a quick learner.
I'm going to go and look at this marketplace.
We'll go with you.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll
have a good time. Yeah. Brian, isn't it amazing he speaks English?
It. Well, I think that...
Bleep, blarp, 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 blarp.
Maybe we can only hear him in English, but he is speaking his language.
Yeah, we can only hear him in English. Like Doctor Who. Let's go back inside.
Okay, I need a refill of my sarsaparilla.
Wait, what was your name, alien?
Blub.
Let's go inside, Blub.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I am here at the Broadway Workshop booth.
Yeah.
Tell us your name, a little bit about Broadway Workshop, and all that fun stuff.
Sure. My name is Mark Tuminelli. I'm the owner and director of Broadway Workshop.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, and we started 11 years ago today.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Laura Bell Bundy taught our very first workshop.
That's so cool.
And since then, we've had people like Ben Platt and Cynthia Erivo and Laura Benanti and Laura Ozzis and Sarah Bogus. Wow. And they all teach workshops and master classes with us throughout the year.
Yeah.
We do summer camps and intensives for kids between the ages of 8 and 19. And we do two productions every year, two big main stage productions. And out of that program, we've had people like Andrew Feldman, who are going to be Evan Hansen, Michaela Diamond, who's Cher.
Yeah.
We've got people
in Beetlejuice.
Real deal. Look, we're not messing around.
This is amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about BroadwayCon for a second.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about BroadwayCon?
I think there's a great spirit, especially from younger people who are like living their best lives. They might be in high school and no one gets it.
For sure.
Then they come here and they look around and there's a girl dressed like Christine and Phantom and an Elphaba and a Glinda, and people kind of find their own little tribes. And we find that a lot here at Broadway Workshop, is that a lot of kids kind of find their family and their best friends for life in our studio. It's really cool.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah.
Go to BroadwayWorkshop.com to get more information.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Are you on social media?
Yeah, Broadway Workshop, Broadway Workshop. Oh. All just Broadway
Super
Workshop.
Easy.
It's trademark, so don't try to use it.
I promise. Right. Thank you. And we're back one last time. I'm going to open my pack of Lights
Hooray!
At Broadway show cards.
I'm so glad I got three.
This is perfect. All right. I have, King Kong.
Is that Aaron?
Yeah, it's actually very cool. I also got Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay.
Very
Who's
exciting.
He? That was a joke, because I know he's the guy from How to Succeed, but that's all he's done.
Right.
Let's see what else.
Yeah, that Equus thing that one time.
Oh, I saw him in Equus. I got young Jean Lee. That's awesome. Experimental playwright.
Oh.
Oh, she wrote Straight White Men, which we saw,
Kevin.
Yeah.
I would love to see her stuff like in her own theater. Like, that would be amazing. Like, in her own theater company, like, the way she controls everything and presents it.
For sure.
Like, I feel like that would be really awesome.
I got friend of the show, Cesar Samayoa.
Oh!
Yay! Oh, he's so cute!
I actually saw him at BroadwayCon.
You did? You?
Yeah, I said hi.
Oh, sweet.
Finally, I got a Sunday in the Park, but holographic.
It was like a Sunday in the Park butt.
Wait, I need to look at it. This is very exciting.
But it's all of them. So it if you do it, it's the three versions of it. If you move it,
it's Bernadette, super cool. And then it's Annalee Ashford. And then it's, Jenna Russell.
Yeah.
That's really
instead
cool.
Instead of turning the card over, I'd like you to know that I just looked at poster that is in eyeline of her show. And this card is just called There's Someone in This Dress, the women originating Broadway runs of Sunday in the Park with George's Jack.
That's awesome.
This card is so cool.
That is such a good vibe. There's somebody in this dress.
I'm very excited. This is a very exciting unboxing.
Wait, what was the whole point of this, though? We were trying to find this card, right?
Yeah. We did it. We found two J's and a hologram.
That's all we needed.
Yeah, that's what we were reading. It was this game, two J's and a hologram.
Oh my God, this one's going in plastic.
Should we do something with these cards?
Yes, there is someone in this dress. Did you say it that way?
Yes.
So we're going to play heads up for the hologram card. Just know that the card is called There's Someone in This Dress.
Okay, great.
Cool. Okay.
All right, so we're going to do hot potato style heads up. So one person will have the cards on their head. Once you get it right, you pass it to the next person.
Great.
So that they can guess next.
Okay.
And then you will go around in a circle for 30 seconds, and the goal is to not have it in your hand when we're out, to make it
but
fun.
But we both can guess together if you're not.
Correct.
Got it. Cool.
Yeah, so we're both giving hints, whoever doesn't have it on their head.
Perfect.
And then we'll try and get as many cards as we can collectively in 30 seconds and then try and beat our score.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Let's go. He was the groundhog in Groundhog's Day.
Raymond J. Lee.
Yeah.
It's your favorite card.
Yeah.
There's someone in this dress. I can feel the hologram.
You want to have dinner with him.
No coward.
Yes.
Go-Go's.
Bobby Milligan.
Head over heels.
Yes. Sure.
Stephanie J. Block.
Yeah.
Kiss Me, Kate.
Kelly O'Hara.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Mean Girls.
Kate Rockwell.
Yes.
Applause. Yes. She wrote Straight Run Men.
Young Jean Lee.
Yes. Lin-Manuel and Emily Blunt just did this.
But the sequel.
Mary Poppins.
Yes.
Oh, and that's our time.
There it is. All right, so
apparently
we got
my phone was on silent.
Okay. One, we didn't two, get three. Buzz.
I got four.
So four, math. Four, and three is 11.
Cool.
So
we try to get more than 11.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, you want to start again this time?
Yeah. Okay.
And go.
Do it. He's a friend of the show. He's come from away.
Caesar.
Yes.
What's his last name?
Samayoa.
Groundhog Day.
I was gonna guess.
Raymond J. Lee.
Harry Potter.
Jane Radcliffe.
Yes.
Radcliffe.
Straight White Man.
Young Jean Lee.
Yes. Your favorite card.
Sure.
Stephanie J. Block.
Yeah, that was not a good impression.
Sure.
Lin-Manuel and Emily Blunt just did this.
Mary Poppins.
Yes.
I think we just didn't notice the timer go off the first time. Yeah.
Wait, how many did we get actually? I got three.
She got like two.
Two.
7 versus 11.
We did it!
Right. Technical malfunction.
BroadwayCon brain.
Yeah.
Nice. We are here at the very popular Lights of Broadway booth with our friend of the show, Squiggs.
My favorite booth, obviously.
Of course. Squiggs, what is your favorite part of BroadwayCon?
I think it's the community. I think it's just it's a great place where people with this passion for this wonderful art form can come together and be freaky nerds together and sing and wear costumes and trading cards and chat and just, you know, and you're kind of on the same page with everybody here, you know.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has weird knowledge that isn't necessarily appreciated in where people come from originally. So.
Absolutely. And you usually do, for BroadwayCon specifically, you do special cards, right?
Correct, yeah. This particular BroadwayCon, we have a BroadwayCon card, which is based on the poster design I did for the con.
Uh-huh.
We did a card celebrating 25 years of Disney on Broadway, there was a big old panel. 75 years of Rodgers and Hammerstein on Broadway, and so that's just a compilation of a bunch of Rodgers and Hammerstein shows. We have the 20-year reunion of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the last? Oh, it's the Ziegfeld Follies, because part of programming on Saturday here at Cannes happened at the Ziegfeld Ballroom, which was also opened by Florenz Ziegfeld as a cinema way back in the day. So, those were our special cards.
You know, I went to the last showing at the Ziegfeld Cinema.
Oh, really?
It was The Force Awakens at like midnight.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that must have been stunning.
Super cool.
Well, it was one of the best places to see movies in the city. I mean, that was left of all of the movie, you know, the cinemas.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. Like, it felt so old school, so sad, but like it was also very exciting that we were all there.
Oh yeah, yeah. And to see an exciting movie as well, just kind of combined. Past combined with the future.
Yeah. So, is there anything that you want to share with us that's like coming up for you guys for Lights of Broadway? And
yeah, well, one of the things that we want to focus on, and we haven't officially announced what it is yet, but we're going to focus a little bit more on a show specific packs, like we've done. Fun Home and Fiddler Revival and Dear Evan Hansen pack, which each of these packs, you get 5 cards in a pack, and that completes that particular set.
Right.
With the next set that we will be announcing very, very soon, we'll have probably like 30 cards in the edition, and then they'll be randomized through the pack, so you have to collect multiple packs.
That's such a good idea.
But included in that are cards autographed by the stars of the show, to bring attention to the charities that this show heralds and celebrates, and also they'll have a couple of lenticular cards, the little 3D type cards. They'll have a foil card. We have some stickers. We have cards that are kind of like a golden ticket type card that are attached to prizes, possibly the cast album for the show, and possibly merch discounts, you know, that kind of a thing. We want to show how Lights of Broadway is a great resource for shows to promote and market their shows, but also to build community among their fan base.
Yeah. We'll have to do. This sounds very... Kimberly, how excited are you for this?
My eyes are so wide.
We'll have to bring those cards on and, like, go through them all.
Absolutely.
We'll have you on. We'll do a whole big thing.
Cool, yeah. We'll see if we can get some of the folks in the show maybe to join us as well.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Yeah. And before we head out, we have to talk about what's sharing your booth with you.
Oh, what's sharing my booth? Well, you know, those of you who know the Lights of Broadway show cards know that my partner in this project is Dori Berenstein, and she is the lead producer of a show called The Prom.
Oh, one of the best shows on Broadway? Yeah. I think that's what you mean.
Yeah, I think so. One of the best shows on Broadway. It's fantastic. So much fun. It's like, you know, you laugh, you cry, it's better than Cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to take a spray bottle with you. it's a fantastic show. And if anyone's looking for something amazing to see in New York, this is pretty special.
Very special. I feel like we always like get a new show in our like our system that we have to. That's like the show we have to tell people to go see. Like, you know, I'm coming to New York. I've seen all the all the ones I should see or want. I was like, first of all, you haven't because you haven't seen The Prom, but also go see The Prom.
Right. Yeah. And one of the things about The Prom is that it's a truly original musical. It's based on a real life story, but it's a totally original musical. So whereas a show, amazing show like Beetlejuice coming up,
sure.
You know, they have people know the movie, so there's already kind of that in their mind. They know, oh, I kind of know what to expect. With The Prom, people just don't really know it, so they're kind of building their brand and just being very involved on social media and a lot of really great charitable causes about bullying and about representation and stuff. It's really, really great to watch them. So, but look up the Prom musical. Dori, thepromusical.com.
ThePromMusical.com.
Check it out.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Squiggs. Thanks for everything you do for the community and for drawing every single show that comes out.
Oh, thank you very
You'll
much.
Have quite an interesting spring ahead of you.
It's going to be busy. It's going to be busy.
Yeah. Ice Risk.
PT. Where's my PT?
Thanks, Squiggs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We, of course, don't want to forget to give a big thank you to Gold Star.
Thanks so much.
You're the best.
Don't forget, you can go to goldstar.com/broadwasted. You can get discounted tickets for all of the current shows and all the new shows coming up on Broadway. There's a ton to see, so head to goldstar.com/broadwasted. Discounted tickets, great customer service. Gold Star.
Go see a show.
Do it. Pour it on the ride.
And that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you to everybody on this episode. Thank you to BroadwayCon 2019. You can follow us at BroadWasted.
Hey, that's us.
Find us on iTunes. You can rate and review us there. Five stars, please.
Thank you.
Don't forget, you can be a patron on our Patreon. Patreon.com/BroadWasted.
Hey, that's us.
It's funny to me every time. But don't forget, we always end with a quote.
Oh, yeah.
Always forget. I sailed on a junk and was practically sunk for you. I trampled through trees full of infurious bees for you. I slogged through a fog and choking smog, down a sloggy slope through a stinking bog, while my slip was gripped in a vicious dog for you. That's for you from Seussical.
Yes, it is.
And as we end every episode, Zootuwapa. I love Broadway Con so much.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.